Jekka News you need to know now.
Police experts say the return of key dockets to KwaZulu-Natal is a step in the right direction. The dockets linked to political killings were removed from the provincial task team in March, and protests erupted across several Indonesian cities in anger at the death of a motorcycle taxi driver hit by a police vehicle. Violent clashes had already broken out between protesters and police in the capital, Jakarta, yesterday over low wages and perceived lavish perks for lawmakers. And in your business minute, Armand De Beer from PSG Wealth in Pretoria East has the latest developments.
Global markets traded mostly lower today, pulling back from record highs as investors locked in profits after a strong month. In the US, inflation data came in line with expectations, keeping hopes alive for a Federal Reserve rate cut in September. European markets ended 0.7% weaker, while on Wall Street, the Dow slipped 0.4%, the S&P 500 fell 0.7%, and the Nasdaq lost 1.1%.
De Beer has also given us the latest in company news.
Nvidia extended its recent slide, down 3%, after reports that China's Alibaba has developed a more advanced semiconductor chip aimed at filling the gap left by US restrictions. Alibaba's US listed shares surged 11% on the news. Marvel Technology tumbled 16% after issuing weaker guidance for the current quarter, while Caterpillar fell nearly 4% after warning it could take a $1.5 to $1.8 billion hit this year from tariffs.
Looking at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 17.66 to the dollar, 23.83 to the pound, 20.66 to the euro. Gold is trading at $3,438.23 an ounce. Brent crude oil is at $68.62 a barrel. I'm Nushera Sudhyal. More news at the top of the hour.
We start off with some cricket news. Batting coach Ashwell Prince has backed the decision to shift Themba Bavuma to number 3 in the ODI batting order. Bavuma averages 43.88 with 5 centuries and 50 ODIs, and he spent most of his career as an opener, but in recent series against Australia, he was tasked to bat at first drop, a move that Ashwell Prince believes is to the skipper's strengths. Springbok attack coach Tony Brown says that he has massive insight into how the All Blacks operate as the world champions prepare for next Saturday's Rugby Championship blockbuster at Eden Park. Now, the Boks face their fiercest rivals at the Auckland Fortress, where New Zealand are unbeaten in 50 tests dating back to 1994. South Africa's last win at the venue came in 1937, so I guess we are due one. Tony Brown is a former All Black playmaker and Highlanders mentor. He also admitted that it felt special to return home. Tottenham Hotspur have completed the signing of Chelsea target Xavi Simons. That's from RB Leipzig in a deal worth about £51 million. The 22-year-old has been in the interest of Chelsea all summer, but Spurs swiftly moved ahead of their London rivals to complete the deal for Simons. And Springbok women's coach Swayze De Bruin, well, he's tinkered with his team selection for Sunday's vital World Cup pool game against Italy in York Community Stadium. Kicks off at 4:30 p.m. Utility back Nadine Ruiz will start at fullback. Uname Tose will be at scrum half, while Kumi Sakawe and Eloise Webb will make their first appearances at the tournament. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
I've got a question quickly before you go.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Mourinho, ne?
Yes.
Sacked from Fenerbahce.
Yeah.
He said last year in an interview that when he leaves Fenerbahce, he's not going to coach a club that's in any UEFA competitions. He said specifically, if in 2 years' time, any club from the bottom half of the table in England is looking for a manager, he will be available. So, do you think he's going to Manchester United?
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.